585-2385. Hello.
Yes, I'd like to know if you have any information on Hartford or Webster, Kentucky.
I would have to say no. It's possible somebody listening may have some first-hand information.
Okay.
It's difficult to get specifics when communications are as bad as they are.
All right, thank you.
Sorry, thank you. Hello.
My father was in Lebanon today, and I heard the lady call in about wondering if anybody had been hurt in Lebanon.
Yes.
And he hadn't heard of any fatalities or injuries in Lebanon, although there was some bad weather and a tornado warning out at 8:30.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Right. Jack, you've been out and around. Is it raining outside? Are we getting calls? Are there people stirring around?
Well, just a little while ago, I guess it was about 12:30, when we had, about the time we had the severe weather alert go through, we had some heavy rain showers. I think the last time I looked out the window, though, the rain had stopped, at least downtown here around our studios. Things seemed to have quieted down.
It was amazing this afternoon. I had been home just as the tornado warning I heard Glenn talking about on the air, and I happen to live in the Crescent Hill area, the Zorn Avenue area, and not knowing that that was a target area, and took my little family down to the basement, which I was glad to do. And it was remarkable because we stayed down there with our transistor radio and heard, we didn't realize the extent of the damage and how close it was to our house. It was within a half a mile. You were talking about the weather, and yet right after it had passed through and had done this tremendous damage, of which we were yet unaware, the sun came out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 20 of my neighbors and their children were out on the road talking on the wet pavements. It was a sunny, beautiful, wonderful Kentucky spring day. At the same time, Dick Gilbert was aloft and trailing that tornado in his extraordinary odyssey from the fairgrounds out to the northeast part of the city as it was doing all this terrible damage. Nature is so strange and unpredictable, and in 1 minute it had ruined millions of dollars worth of homes and structures and injured and killed people, and the next moment the sun was shining, and yet again after that happened, we had severe thunderstorms.
And it can be so, and I said earlier that it was not selective, the storms this afternoon. Many of our communities were hit, but my wife, I was able to talk with her on the phone a while ago, watched the path of this funnel cloud from the area around Staniford Field and the fairgrounds, moved just a bit to the west of our home and into Seneca Park. She was able to observe this, and we had no damage. I've just been handed by Robin Hughes the cancellation of the latest severe thunderstorm warning for the Kentucky counties of Bullitt, Jefferson, Oldham, Trimble, and in Clark County, Indiana. They have canceled that severe thunderstorm warning that they issued almost an hour ago at 12:22. The thunderstorm activity is moving to the east of these areas, these five, six counties, and it appears to be weakening and does not appear to be a threat at this time to any particular area.
We have another closing announced. The first shift of Brown and Williamson is canceled. Employees have been asked to keep listening to the radio to find out about later shifts, but at this time, the first shift of Brown and Williamson has been canceled. 585-2385. Hello.
Milton, this is Marilyn Banks.
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to know if you know if Bishop Packing Company is going to be working.
We have received no word about that. I would think that in that kind of a plant, that is, it would find water would be essential to that. I would think it'd be very chancy that that they would, but I'd hate to give you a definite answer.
Okay, about this curfew, they have to be at work before 6. Would you be picked up?
Well, you would probably be questioned, I suppose. They tell us that you should not be out there and use your common sense before 6. But it would seem to me, I don't know too much about the packing industry, but I would think that water would be an essential part of any industry, and I doubt if the water will be on by that time.
And what about the County Board of Education? Will they be operating tomorrow?
Well, I know about the board. The schools are closed.
Well, my daughter works at the board. She just wondered. So, thank you so much.
You're welcome, man.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, sir, yes.
Two on this time.
Right, okay.
No, I was just calling in reference to that guy that's
said to turn off your water heater. I agree with the second guy that it's not really necessary. I think it would, you know, cause undue, I mean, more problems to some people right now. It's got a lot of problems as it is.
Okay, I guess it wouldn't hurt to turn it to pilot, though, would it?
I'm talking about the electric one, really. But the gas one, I don't see where it would hurt that. But the, you know, as they say, you're not going to lose any water. Not, it just, you know, you got to have water pressure to push it out, and you get them both in at the top. So, you know, if you lose pressure, you're not going to really, always going to have water in your tank. Now, you know, if it stay off a year or something like it, you know, it would be a problem then. But I think, you know, in a short time it's going to be off. It would really cause more problems to turn it off or possibly hurt somebody, you know, fooling around with electricity and everything.
Is there a problem, Milton? For example, if the water pressure is down, we're saying that the water pressure comes into the top and goes out of the top. But if the pressure is down and you use what's in your tank, then that pressure can't refill it. That's where you're having a problem, wouldn't it?
Yeah, isn't that right, sir?
No. Because the only way that you can get pressure out is from the pressure that's
in. Oh, I see.
That's the only way you get pressure from that.
So it'll stay in as long as...
I mean, right, when you can't get no water out of your faucet, you're going to still have water in your tank. But, you know, there's just no pressure to push it out.
Right.
It won't come out of your tank then either.
It cannot come out of your tank unless you have pressure to push it out. So once all your pressure is gone, I'm not an expert on it or anything, but I'd say you have to have pressure to push it out. Before you'd lose it.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
My wife got in a big stock of soft drinks, and I envision myself shaving with
showering
a cola tomorrow. Be a little sticky, but it'll be wet anyway. Come in, please. Hello.
Hello, Milt. This is Brian Eastman in New Albany.
Right.
And I was wondering about the Williamsburg, Kentucky area, if it was hit today.
Milt, we had a tornado warning, as I recall, earlier this evening for the Cumberland County, Russell County area down in there, and even Wayne County.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if a tornado did touch down in there?
I would doubt it, because by this time I would assume that we would have had some information out of the areas.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Hello, this is WHAS. Come in, please.
Mrs. Tony Saylor.
Yes, Mrs. Saylor.
And I have relatives in the Irvington and Brandenburg section, and we were down there checking on them this afternoon.
In Brandenburg?
Uh-huh. Well, Irvington is on the outskirts between there where it was hardest hit.
Yes.
And there was really a lot of damage done there, and a lot of people was killed there, and, you know, I guess you know about that.
Yes, there were about 26, I believe, something like that.
Yes,
terrible.
A lot of poor children, too.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, there was quite a few little ones. And, but from what I understand, Brandenburg downtown is completely wiped out. And, that's what I've gathered.
Did you see it, or were you only near it?
Well, I was down there after it, but my family and my husband's family was in it, and their homes were completely demolished. And this is the second time for them. They've been in one once before, lost everything.
Nobody was hit worse than Brandenburg. It's a tragedy indeed. Thank you for keeping us informed.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Our number is 585-2385. Ordinarily, we would have the Herb Jepko show on with his phone-in from around the nation, but because of the enormity of the situation caused by the tornadoes, WHAS is going on with its own special programming and taking these calls and bringing a newscast about what's going on in connection with it. Glenn Baston?
I've just had a conversation with a doctor in Boyle County who has been at the hospital there. He tells me that they have had maybe 30 people in Boyle County reported to the hospital for injuries. They did record one fatality. The area hardest hit in Boyle County apparently was the Junction City area in the vicinity of Airport Road. Outside that particular area, Boyle County itself seemed to escape major damage, although there were some locations here and there throughout the county that had some wind damage.
Is our thunderstorm situation over here?
Quite honestly, Milt, I couldn't tell you. I haven't glanced outside. We did have the lifting, of course, of the latest warning that we had in effect for the immediate metropolitan area, which included Clark and Floyd County in Indiana and Breckinridge and Meade in Jefferson in Kentucky.
that was issued about an hour ago, a little over an hour ago, and 3 or 4 minutes ago they did lift that, so it is no longer in effect.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Deanna Golightly. I want to know about what's happening to Eastern Kentucky University.
Eastern Kentucky University is in fine shape. It made it through the storm unscathed.
Ah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Right. We want to let you know that WHAS will be on the air all night long, that we are in communication with all the important officials at the Weather Bureau, at the State Capitol, where the governor is on duty and where he's expecting a federal emergency aid specialist to arrive early in the morning hours. We will give you all the reports that we have coming in from the news and weather wires and from our reporters who are on the phone and in certain field positions around the community. We will bring you these reports that we're getting from people who are calling in tonight. So we ask you to stay tuned for the latest information. We're 84 on the dial. Byron?
Milt, we almost have to talk about basketball here, I suppose, because there was a game scheduled for last night, the night we are experiencing now, rather. The Kentucky Colonels have announced a new ABA East Division playoff schedule following the tornado, which touched down in Louisville last night. And it, as a matter of fact, damaged the playing quarters at Freedom Hall. Took 3 huge chunks out of the roof at Freedom Hall and left the floor in a state of disrepair. The Colonels won the first game, of course, against Carolina Monday night in the best-of-7 series. Colonels owner Mrs. L.A. Brown described the situation as possibly the worst disaster in the city's history and said it was not an appropriate time to be playing basketball. The alternate schedule is as follows. Friday night in Greensboro, then Sunday at 2:10 p.m. at Convention Center in Louisville. Tuesday, April 9th in North Carolina at either Charlotte or Greensboro. Then April 10th in Louisville at Freedom Hall or Convention Center. And April 12th at Greensboro. April 13th in Louisville at Freedom Hall or Convention Center. That's the revised schedule for the Colonels Cougars playoff, Milt.
Well, speaking about sports, somebody hands me a question. What about Hank Aaron in Cincinnati today, and you mean Thursday, and what
well,
about
opened,
that?
They open today, of course, in Cincinnati, open the baseball season. Vice President Gerald Ford is there. Cincinnati, of course, had a lot of weather problems up there. Hank Aaron is scheduled to perhaps hit home run number 714. We haven't had any word.
Byron has a lot of knowledge about the Cincinnati area. This 3-block area, Byron, that was destroyed virtually just across the Ohio River. What in relation to riverfront is that?
I would say, Glenn, that that's probably, possibly 4 blocks west of Riverfront Stadium, right along the river. They're both, of course, right on the river's edge. But Riverfront Stadium is of pretty sound construction, and there's not too much to be damaged there unless it would be the turf in the infield. And occasionally they have water problems in right field. Pete Rose has fun out there sometimes sliding in left field and center. But I would assume that if all is well in Cincinnati tomorrow, providing they don't feel that it's so serious up there that out of reverence for what happened...
How close is Xenia, Ohio?
Xenia, Ohio is up the road a piece from Cincinnati, so I would expect that there's not much relationship between those two cities and the disasters in them. I would assume that if the weather's fine in Cincinnati tomorrow, there's no reason the game shouldn't be played.
It's about the only thing that would outshadow Hank Aaron's accomplishments would be a weather catastrophe. We had a call in, someone asking about Morgantown, Kentucky, and a listener was good enough to call in, I would presume, that she has the information that Morgantown, according to this call, did not suffer any damage, which is good information. Hello, come in, please.
This is Mrs. Rapp, and I'd like to know if you've heard anything about Litchfield, Kentucky.
Litchfield would be in the same general area, I would think. Of course, when we're talking about the Irvington area, we're not talking about an area too far away from Litchfield, really, are we?
No, not too far.
However, Ms. Rapp, I think that with the way the tornadoes acted today, there's no reason to believe that because it was relatively close to Litchfield, there was any damage down there. We haven't had any word out of Litchfield, and normally by this time, and this goes for all the towns and communities in Kentucky, by this time, if we haven't received any damage reports, I would be relatively optimistic that things were not too brutal there today.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Hello.
Yes, this is Mrs. Cox.
Right.
And you was talking earlier about the gas water heaters to put them on the pilot.
Yes.
And ours is registered hot and warm. It doesn't have a pilot on it.
Is it a gas heater?
Uh-huh.
Do you know how to turn it on easily enough if you turn it off?
Well, see, I've never fooled with before water heaters at all before, and I really don't know what I'm doing.
What'd you say, Whitey? Don't touch it. All right. Put it on warm, maybe. That's about it.
That's about it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, ma'am. Hello, Metz here.
Mr. Metz?
Right.
Yes, sir. My name is Chris Healthy, and I'm calling from Frankfort, Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
In regard to the telephone call, the person asked about Williamsburg, Kentucky. I called my parents about 12 o'clock, and they said that as of that time, they had received no damage there.
Very good of you to call, Chris. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Enjoy your show. Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
Your calling. It's 1:31. This is WHAS in Louisville, Kentucky, remaining on all night. For those of you who are faithful listeners to our friend Herb Jepko, be advised, of course, you know by now that we're not carrying him because we're carrying weather reports, news reports, phone calls from our listeners in affected areas because of a series of dreadful tornadoes that struck this area today. Jepko, we would hope, would be carried by this station tomorrow night as usual. 585-2385 is our number if you'd like to call with anything noteworthy. Meanwhile, we will give you the reports as we get them as they come in.
Milt, go ahead, Jack.
You were asking about the rain a moment ago. I just took an opportunity to step outside. I see a big, almost full moon up and just a slight breeze right now. No rain, at least downtown Louisville in our studios.
Milt, I was going to say it's easy to feel the frustration of those who must want to know about relatives and are unable to reach them. I've had countless calls back in the newsroom from people who couldn't hear me say enough that I didn't think anything had happened. But, of course, I don't know for sure in specific towns that they've asked about. It's strange to me that one of the other employees at the station told me tonight that his uncle was killed here in Louisville today or died from one reason or another after stepping outside to investigate damage and so forth. I received a call tonight that wife's parents had lost a home, and it seems that when we are all affected that much here, the damage must be truly severe and widespread across the state. But I would hope that we would have some listeners still up tonight who could be able to tell us where one might get information on relatives in Brandenburg, for instance, and if they know of any such place or any such number, if they've been lucky enough to find one, then perhaps they could let us know, because there are scores of people concerning Brandenburg alone who have relatives there and are unable to find out their welfare, and we'd certainly like to help. So if you know a number there of any authority or agency, please pass it along to us.
Very good and very helpful, Byron. And by that same token, if by some stretch of rare coincidence, somebody in one of those beleaguered areas happens to have a phone that is working and would like to call here, give some reassurance with some names of perhaps Brandenburg, it would be helpful. We realize there are many people involved. One harkens back to the history of this station of 1937 when the dreadful Ohio River flood took place, and people were reassured at that time also by individual phone calls identifying certain families as being safe and not to worry. And, of course, when you were talking about thousands of people, you verge on the impossible. Nevertheless, where it is at all feasible, we will mention names and encourage you to report in safe
especially in the interest of keeping your family and your loved ones informed that you are in good shape. Hello?
Yes, this is Ms. Moore, and I'd like to find out if you had if there was any wind, tornadoes or anything hit Somerset, Kentucky.
Milton, I talked with a fellow who happens to be a friend of mine on the phone maybe a half an hour ago, and he had just driven to Louisville from Somerset, and he said the eastern portions of Pulaski County did have some wind damage, but the city of Somerset, when he left there, had not had any.
And they hadn't. Do you know anything about Russell County?
I don't have anything specifically about Russell County, but Monticello and Wayne County, I understand, did have a considerable amount of damage.
They did have. I have people all over down in there. I live from down there myself, and I have my aunts, and I have an aunt in Russell Springs, Kentucky, and an aunt in Monticello, and I have a son, and my mother-in-law and family's in Somerset, Kentucky, and I just wondered if they got hit. I've been trying to get through to them, and I couldn't get no way find out anything, and I hadn't heard nothing. So that's about all you can tell me then, huh?
Well, communication is rather difficult,
yes.
And it's just going to be a matter of time.
If you hear anything, I'm listening to the radio, so I will hear it. I will. If you hear anything, well, let me know if you can.
Fine.
And okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, ma'am. 585-2385, hello.
Yes, this is Martha Zietti, and I talked to my mother about an hour ago in Lebanon. They didn't have any damage at all there. Everything's fine in Marion County.
Very good. Thank you.
One more thing.
Yes.
Have you heard anything about the Kentucky Truck Plant Ford closing?
We have received no word that I know of.
Okay, I can tell you they're closed. Tomorrow morning shift.
Oh, that is definite.
Yes, production and salary.
I would think until this water situation is cleared up that this would generally probably be the trend of things.
Yes, it is closed.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Right. Hello, Metz here.
I'm calling in response to the call you made for some moment to get into Brandenburg. The name is Green. There's a toll-free number from Louisville that can be called, 587-8940. It's to an agency there that advertises in the Louisville area. I happen to be familiar with them because I've had some business with them. That may be of help to some people.
You mean it's open at this time?
It's a 587 exchange. I would imagine that's not affected by the phone difficulties here in the area. It's something that could be tried.
Do you think there'd be someone at that end?
There may be. I'm not sure. 587-8940 is the number.
Very well. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
585-2385. This is what probably our scenario will be for the rest of the night. It's now about 22 minutes to 2. At 2 o'clock, we will join CBS to bring you a national roundup of the news. This story, I'm sure, will be their lead, but you'll get an up-to-the-minute report on what's going on around the world and the nation. We will then follow the CBS news, probably joining the Herb Jepko Show until 5 o'clock this morning, with this reminder that we will continue to monitor the situation, and WHAS News will report and interrupt during the Herb Jepko program if and when it's necessary. We will then resume early steady broadcasting early this morning with closings of all kinds, a latest update on the information and any reports that we have. So stay with Radio 84. We will be on throughout the night with reports as they are necessary. Hello, Metz here. Hello.
Mr. Metz?
Yes.
I'm from Shepherdsville, Kentucky, and I was wondering what the weather is for Bullock County. We have been given tornado warnings and things like that, and people are scared to death and don't know what to do.
Now, first of all, don't be scared to death. That's the main thing, to be calm.
Well, do you know anything about Bullock County and Shepherdsville?
Well, Bullock County's had a thunderstorm warning canceled.
Canceled?
Yes. Now, did you get any rain in the last hour or so?
Yes, we did.
Is it still raining?
No, it stopped.
Well, then we have nothing new on that, so apparently it's a very optimistic forecast.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Hello.
Hello. I was wondering if all of the houses out in Metagate subdivision were without utilities?
I don't know. Are you out there now?
Yes, I live on Chadburn Court. It seemed like all the houses all around us had lights except our one court. and we've been out without electricity since 5:30.
Well, I would just say that you must, wait until they fix it up, and perhaps somebody will call in and give some additional information on that.
Okay, and also, have you all heard anything about the Green Springs area out on Brownsboro Road?
Green Springs?
They were very expensive homes also.
No, ma'am, I don't know about that. What street is that on?
Foxton Court, I believe.
I really don't know. Maybe someone will know that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Here's newsman Neil Boggs.
Milton, I've just come from my own neighborhood, and I know every fragment of information can be reassuring to people who are shut off from what's happening. I live in the Rolling Fields section, which is just on the edge of Louisville proper in eastern Jefferson County. There is terrible destruction there, terrible devastation, but as far as I can find out, no one killed in that community. So for anybody who might have relatives or friends living in the Rolling Fields community, adjacent to Mockingbird Valley and Indian Hills, no one dead there. I'd like to add, I'm seeing a tremendous thing up there tonight. I've seen tornadoes before, and I haven't seen anything that equaled this in scope, and that includes the Indiana Palm Sunday tornado of 9 years ago. Certainly more deaths, but not in destruction. But the thing that has impressed me is the way that they have shaken off the paralysis that follows a tornado. All along that area, construction companies, I wish I had their names, and unfortunately I don't, have moved in on their own, and they are clearing the streets, removing trees, removing debris. They have floodlights mounted on trucks. They're searching houses to look for people who might be injured. Telephone company crews are in there. Power company crews. There are helicopters circling with floodlights, spotting potential looting. People in the neighborhood have sort of looked out for their neighbors to make sure that no looters come into the area. And it's one of the most impressive recoveries I've ever seen.
Has your street been hit?
Very badly.
And your house spared?
Well, I've got part of it left, but I'm very fortunate because two doors down the street, virtually everything's gone. From there on down to Brownsboro Road. It's very bad in that area. But the important thing is, as far as I know, no one killed and no one severely injured in that neighborhood. I wish I could report more, but at least I have that one that I can account for.
Did you make a pretty good roundup? Apparently you did, Neil.
Well, I went through the neighborhood as much as I could. It's a little bit difficult by flashlight and with a very efficient National Guard force on duty, too. They're doing a fine job checking people. It was reassuring to me to be checked as many times as I was.
Thank you very much, Neil. Good luck to you and your own residence there. Hello, this is Metz at 585-2385.
Yes, Milton, this is Joanne Bishop.
Yes.
I live out in the East End off Brownsboro Road.
Right.
We have some friends who are in Hawaii and live over off Blankenbaker Lane across from Local Grove in Riverwood. And they have been trying frantically since they heard this news to get in touch with their housekeeper that they left with their children, and they can find nothing. We have talked to them, and they just, they don't know what to do.
They're calling from Hawaii?
Right. We cannot get in touch with Ballard. We're afraid to go up there with the curfew, and we have been trying since, 8 o'clock to get in touch with the family to see if the children are all right. For a while, we got no dial tone, and we get a ring, and we get no answer,
Yes, that's what happens with a phone out. You think you're getting a ring, but they do not hear it at the other end.
I can't tell them anything, and they're just, you can imagine, they're at their wits' end.
All right. I have a suggestion.
All right.
Maybe they're listening now. And have you mentioned their family name?
No, the name is Hislop, H-I-S-L-O-P, John Hislop.
And their children are in the care of somebody?
Yes. They were left at home with a babysitter.
Now, if they're hearing us...
Yes. Please get in touch with the bishops.
All right. How can they do that?
I'll give my number, 425-4539.
All right. Now, this is only a suggestion. I don't know whether it's workable. If they hear this at the Hislop house...
Yes.
It is possible that they may be able to walk to a phone, or there may be a National Guardsman who would be kind enough to take the number from them and call the bishops at 425-4539 so that you, in turn, can relay the message. Perhaps somebody, if not the Hislops, maybe somebody near them hears our broadcast and hears you.
Right. We have and, called all of the neighbors that we know around there, and we still get the same thing, a ring and no answer.
Yes, I don't know that it's a cause for alarm, but it's one of the dreadfully frustrating things.
Do you know if Locust Grove was hurt in any way?
Right, all right. Well, they're off the Blankenbaker Lane?
Right.
Yes, it's not a good area, but it's not necessarily a cause for alarm. So if they hear us at the Hislop House...
You do not know if there was any way we could call Ballard High School. We can get nothing there or Jefferson Unitarian Church either.
You should be, Ms. Bishop, this is Byron Crawford. I would say you should be able to reach someone at Ballard High School if the high school is open now.
We could go up there, but we didn't know whether to...
If Milton's idea doesn't work, let me suggest one. Why not try calling the Jefferson County Police, who are very accommodating fellows? Give them a ring at 582-2281.